I started building my own gear when I started climbing in high school, sewing harnesses and backpacks and a little bit of clothing. So I never particularly cared for sewing clothing. Eventually that turned into a job with a little retail store called Deal and Down in Palo Alto, California. And then in the evenings, I'd go home and I'd sew the gear that I used on my own trips. I got Spokane in January of 1983. I worked out of my home down in Vinegar Flats for about 4 months, and then we decided to open a store, and I found that location at West 12th Sprague, and the landlord there was and manager were really helpful and got us started in just a little corner of it.
But at one point, finally, you had a store in town, a retail outlet, and then you started doing the phone sales too, and that really took off, correct?
Everything, one of the things I've, looking back on the things we've done, what I love about it is everything started small and grew very organically. So what started out as a, except for the sewing, I quit sewing at some point, so I still occasionally do things for myself. We started carrying brands other people didn't carry in our little store, whether it was Moonstone or Landav or, we carried unique brands, and then people would leave town, and I'd get a call from somebody in Alabama saying, "Hey, I can't find a Moonstone jacket down here. Will you ship me one?" And so we said, "Well, sure." And then we'd get another call, and they want a pair of Oslo boots, and we'd ship them a pair of Oslo Yukons. And I started saying, "Well, maybe there's an opportunity here." And we started placing little ads. So those Spokane customers that moved away became the nascent beginning of our mail order business.
You'd always done online sales and the phone sales, but now, if I get this right, you the main competitor that maybe has been the final problem, or for you guys was the deal with Amazon, correct?
It's more complicated than that. I look at it, and all businesses have a cycle. And a time where they're really relevant, and maybe a time where they see themselves as heading to be less relevant. Our business has been really strong in Spokane, and less strong since I've put together a new website in 2012 that was a failed project, and I had to live with it because of the expense, and that kind of hurt my ability to compete. We compete nationally. We chose to do business with Amazon. That's a mixed, like all business deals, it was a mixed choice. It has its great points, a lot of volume, the ability to keep working with some vendors at a higher volume, and some challenges because it's doing business not necessarily Mountain Gear's way, but Amazon's way. But it was a choice I made and lived with, and the perception that Amazon did us in is not really an accurate one.
So what is your next step? What are you going to do when the store closes?
My passion, Steve, is getting people outdoors, and for the last 37 years, I've gotten people outdoors mostly by selling them gear. But if you ask me what I'm proudest of, it's actually getting the people outdoors and seeing them there, not just selling them some stuff. And so things like the Red Rock Rendezvous, my work with the Access Fund, my work with the Lands Council, those are things that have maybe dropped off my plate a little bit as things have been harder work the last few years. And I hope to get back into teaching people how to climb. Get involved with a couple of environmental groups, hopefully get back involved with the Access Fund, which is really an organization that's core to my heart.